My name's David Mooney. I'm the East London Regional Development Manager for London Wildlife Trust, and I live in Haringey and I work in Hackney at a site called Woodbury Wetlands, which is where we are right now. This place looks like an urban Norfolk Broads. We're kind of in this unique oasis, hidden away behind a massive housing estate called the Woodbury Down. It's still classed as a reservoir under the sort of definitions in the Reservoirs Act, but it is effectively a holding pond. It provides less than 24 hours worth of drinking water. What it is it's a fantastic site for nature. Nature has taken over. The reed has just taken up all of the boundary of the reservoir. So it's a fantastic story of a man-made structure being taken over by nature. So often is the reverse. It's kind of mid-November and it's a fantastic time of year to visit here because you can see all the wonderful wild birds, particularly wildfowl, that turn up at this time of year on this reservoir. This reservoir, incidentally, is the last reservoir, the last body of water in central London to freeze. So when it's really, really cold and everywhere else is frozen over, we get thousands of birds here hanging out. But at the moment we've got, I don't know, probably 65 coots, maybe 40 gadwall, 30 pochard, tufted duck, shoveler. Got lots of gulls, lesser blackback. Got some herring gulls out there. We've got a black-headed gull out there actually, which is quite rare. And then cormorants doing a bit of fishing. A couple of great-crested grebe. Really is teeming with life at the moment.
How many bird watchers come down here to watch the birds?
We have five or six regular daily visitors. And then when there's a rare bird arrives, everyone comes and swarms and tries to check it out. So a couple of years ago we had a Siberian chiffchaff, which set Twitter tweeting and lots of other bird blogs. Then you then report that a bird has arrived and people come down and visit.
Can you tell me when this reservoir was dug and why it was dug?
So this reservoir is 200 years old. Well, just under 200 years old. It was dug in 1833 as part of a reservoir complex called Stoke Newington East and West Reservoirs. It was dug to provide water to the burgeoning population locally in Stoke Newington, Stamford Hill. When it was first dug, it would have been a shining example of Victorian infrastructure and their boundless energy for making big projects work. They dug a huge hole using, 300 men and shovels. It's the size of four football pitches. There'd have been fields all around it. The land was owned by the Duke of Northumberland. It was originally part of his deer lodge. The land would have been sold by him to the New River Company, who are familiar with the engineering of water infrastructure. They would have dug the two big holes and filled it in with water from the New River. So to the north, east and the west there would have been fields, and to the south would have been the sort of encroachment of small developments. Quite a few Georgian houses were built in Stoke Newington, and steadily over 50 years up until the late 1800s, houses would have been built to the southern banks, right up on backing up onto the reservoir. To the north, in the mid 1800s, the land was sold to wealthy industrialists who built large suburban dwellings, 9-10 bedrooms, on the Woodbury Down, which had huge gardens backing onto the New River where punting happened. And right up until after the first World War, it was a popular place for famous parties. Apparently F. Scott Fitzgerald was frequented the lawn parties of gin and tonics and punting on the river. The First World War happened and a lot of people ran out of money. The Second World War happened and everyone ran out of money. So the area fell into disrepair. So the Greater London Council at the time compulsory purchased the entire Woodbury Down land and levelled all the houses, all the old Grand Georgian and Victorian mansions, and rebuilt a social housing estate called the Woodbury Down Estate. The reservoir in the meantime though was always locked off, and then in the 1980s the housing estate fell into disrepair to the point where in the early 2000s they were dank, dark, horrible places to live, and Hackney Council worked tirelessly to try and get it regenerated to the point where we are today, where the housing estate is being knocked down again for the second time and being rebuilt for the third time with a set of clientele that might be reminiscent of those times when F. Scott Fitzgerald's gin and tonics were being swilled. Thames Water have had to try to sell this land before and build on it. So there's a huge Save the Reservoirs campaign in 1992 that managed to defeat the plans to fill both reservoirs in and build on them.
So locals have really got behind both reservoirs and they're backing what's going on now.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Woodbury Wetlands is a major funding programme that we got from the Heritage Lottery Fund, the Hackney Council and Thames Water and the housing developer Barclay Homes. They've funded up to 1.8 million to open up access to the reservoirs, to the East Reservoir, build a boardwalk through the reed bed, a bridge over the New River, and renovate and restore a building. That building is Grade 2 listed and at risk. So we're saving that building, restoring it and renovating it, and turn it into a community centre, cafe and visitor centre.
When's this going to be done by?
Finish the work all hopefully mid-August next year, 2015. So summer holidays, we'll be able to open up the site.
What if you get so many people coming here because it's surely going to be an overwhelming success that it does? What if it scares the birds away?
Yeah. Well, the Northern Bank we're not going to have access to. You're not going to be able to walk around the Northern Bank. So you're only able to walk around the Southern Rim, which is quite a distance away from the reed bed. So actually managing people's access around the site before you've even opened it. It won't be open like a public park, so it won't be open as often as people might like. And during breeding season we'll make alterations to the site if necessary.
Are locals actually getting involved in any way?
Yeah, so we're setting up a Friends Of group. Also volunteering. We're offering a training program as well to teach people basic introduction into land management and conservation. And so we've saved 12 places for local people that live within 500 metres of the site. I definitely think that it should be embraced by a wonderful, diverse group of local people who really... it's thanks to them that this reservoir is still here. And local communities taking ownership and responsibility of wild green spaces is vital to their survival. Without people understanding, knowing, learning and caring for wildlife, we'll never protect it successfully and we'll never manage to enhance it or restore it for the future.
Is there anybody who does disapprove of it?
No one yet. It's a powerful argument to open these reservoirs for local people. It's, like I said, there's 63,000 people live within 1 mile radius of the site. So to have a small handful of people complaining about opening access to it doesn't really wash.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it? I mean, you think of all the developments that go on in London that get so many people wanting to sort of stop them, and yet this doesn't seem to have any, which is brilliant.
We're not building on it. That's the key thing.